Zurinet News. I'm Jason Taylor. A former fitness company executive in St. Louis has pleaded guilty to a federal charge, admitting to drug dealing and kidnapping a man who stole money and marijuana from him. 53-year-old Todd Beckham's admission to conspiracy to commit a kidnapping could mean 20 years in prison. Many elected Republicans, including Missouri's Vicki Hartzler, are renewing calls to step up vigilance against terrorist groups such as ISIS in the days after the New York attack. The 4th District U.S. House member told MissouriNet affiliate KSSZ she'd like to see Homeland Security keep an eye on websites that are known to push ISIS propaganda.
We should be proactive and monitor those sites and those individuals who are sending those messages and radicalizing people here within our own borders.
Hartzler is also aligned with President Trump, echoing his call this week to do away with the immigration law through which the New York suspect entered the U.S. 7 years ago. A Mizzou study focuses on how couples communicate when dealing with a miscarriage. Elisa Nelson reports.
Anywhere from 10 to 25% of clinically recognized pregnancies end in loss, according to the American Pregnancy Association, making miscarriage a socially significant health issue. A University of Missouri study surveyed 183 married couples that experienced a miscarriage within the last 10 years. They recruited online through pregnancy loss support groups and research networks. Findings showed that when wives took their husband's perspective on the miscarriage, husbands benefited from understanding the miscarriage more positively, and both spouses had higher relational satisfaction. According to Professor Haley Hortzman, when husbands are imagining their wives' points of view, couples have stronger relationships. However, wives may feel burdened by taking their husband's perspective after a miscarriage, indicated by less positivity about the miscarriage. Lisa Nelson, MissouriNet.
A Columbia woman has been charged after being suspected of stealing more than $252,000 from a local business owner. Prosecutors have charged 31-year-old Tanya Garay Contreras with identity theft and felony stealing in connection with misuse of a debit card. The Missouri Attorney General's office has served investigative subpoenas to three major opioid distributors. Attorney General Josh Hawley says the opioid crisis is fueled by corporate misconduct.
Today's announcement marks a significant expansion in our effort to fight the opioid epidemic and to hold accountable those who have broken the law in order to profit from the suffering and addiction of others.
Hawley says those three companies will have to provide all documentation relating to his office's ongoing investigation into the pharmaceutical industry's involvement in the opioid epidemic. Ashland Police in Mid-Missouri confirmed two people were found dead after officers responded to a shots-fired call just after midnight this morning. More at MissouriNet.com. This is MissouriNet.